Good morning. May 26, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's signals range from declining overdose deaths in Philadelphia to a current CDC funding deadline coming up on June 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news media, the Philadelphia Inquirer reports that overdose deaths in Philadelphia are decreasing. In Oakland, Talking Drugs asks listeners and readers to think more seriously about extra-strong weed. At the national level, Katie warns that scaling back harm reduction will scale up blood-borne infections. That is a concrete reminder that service reductions can show up later as infection increases, not just as immediate care gaps. Elsewhere, Drogue Reporter features Mark B. Aishala on the idea that bad trips can transform into potentially positive outcomes. And Fox News reports on researchers who say an experimental Alzheimer's drug could reduce alcohol withdrawal damage. Turning to the social pulse, one lived experience post on Blue Sky argues that a regulation requiring doctors to keep supplying their opioid-addicted patients could help, because the former heroin crisis became the fentanyl crisis, and it is very difficult for an addict seeking heroin. A couple of innovation-oriented posts also stand out. One post on X says non-governmental organizations in Los Angeles and San Francisco distribute drug use supplies, including sterile syringes, smoking pipes, foil, and straws, as part of harm reduction programs. Another post describes housing units for enrolled veterans, where residents can scan their VA credentials to access vending machines anonymously 24/7. The machines dispense sterile syringes, alcohol swabs, wound care kits, and naloxone. That kind of access model is worth watching because it links anonymity, housing, and around-the-clock supply availability in one system. There was also an opposition post on X arguing that courts have to follow the laws, that HUD is changing the funding model away from housing first, and that substance use disorder can be treated by building 365-day treatment centers away from city neighborhoods, with housing only for those who comply. This is best understood as opposition messaging against housing first and harm reduction aligned approaches. In research, the Journal of Addiction Medicine includes a study on county-level uptake of take-home methadone and adverse events among commercially insured individuals. Addiction Science and Clinical Practice has a paper on telemedicine-based buprenorphine induction, looking at the shift from access to sustainability through a re-aim lens. And JAMA Health Forum features research on medication and acute care use in young adults with opioid use who are subject to Medicaid prescription caps. Taken together, those studies point to a familiar operational theme. Access policy and care design can shape outcomes well beyond the initial prescription or induction visit. On funding, there are several current opportunities. The Centers for Disease Control, through NCIPC, has a Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, opportunity, with a deadline of June 8, 2026. That deadline is coming up soon. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has the Providers Clinical Support System, Substance Use Disorder Treatment Opportunity, with a deadline of June 15, 2026. And the National Institutes of Health is offering funding to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support, a U54 opportunity with clinical trials not allowed. The deadline there is September 30th, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And one activism note to close. Shatterproof is asking for donations for Mental Health Awareness Month. If that campaign is relevant to your work, this may be a good day to take a closer look. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.